Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Thursday, 7th of March, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open gap up today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 55 points. In the previous session, both indices staged a remarkable recovery to gain 1% from the day's low to close at new highs. Analysts expect large cap to drive the market in the near term, while mid cap and small caps could remain under pressure. Investors would watch out for the US jobs data, which would provide more cues from an interest rate decision point of view. The short-term trend of Nifty looks positive. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty may face resistance at 22,503. On the lower side, the index is likely to take immediate support at 22,294. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number one, Prestige Estates. The South-based real estate developer has launched a luxury residential project named Prestige Somerville in Whitefield, Bengaluru. The two high-rise towers are spread in 6.5 acres of land and has a revenue potential of Rs. 800 crores. Number two, Asian Paints. The company subsidiary Asian Paints Polymers has entered into requisite agreements with Gujarat Chemical Port to set up an ethylene storage and handling facility in the Dahej, Gujarat. Note that ethylene is a key raw material for the manufacture of VAM and VAE. Number three, UPL. The company's Mauritius subsidiary and Masara Investment Company have entered into a share subscription agreement to set up a manufacturing complex in Saudi Arabia for the production of phosphate, cyanide, and chlorine value-added products to create a diversified export portfolio. UPL Corporation subsidiary UPL Arabia will issue new shares to the UPL Corp and MIC. Post-issuance of shares, UPL Corp will hold 85% shareholding, and MIC will hold 15% stake in UPL Arabia. Number 4, Tata Motors. Rating agency Moody's has affirmed Tata Motors' BA3 ratings with outlook remaining positive after the company's board agreed in principle to the demerger of its operations into two separate listed companies for commercial vehicles and passenger vehicles respectively. The demerger is subject to shareholder and regulatory approvals and is likely to complete it within the next 12 to 15 months. Number 5. Indraprastha Gas Limited. The gas distribution company reduced the prices of compressed natural gas or CNG in Delhi by 2.5 rupees per kg to 74.09 rupees. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. In the Asia-Pacific region, Japan's Nikkei 225 jumped nearly 1% to hit a fresh record high with investors awaiting trade data from Australia and China. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index also hit a record high, while South Korea's Kospi gained 0.5%. Futures of Hong Kong's Hang Seng index pointed to a positive open today. This comes after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday reiterated that he expects interest rates to start coming down this year. However, he's not ready to say when. Overnight in the US, all three major indices regained ground after two straight days of declines, although some names like Apple, Alphabet, and Disney sat out of the rally. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite Index gained 0.5%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose marginally, although the blue chip average was weighed down by a drop of more than 2% in Disney. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Renisha Chainani, Head of Research at Augment Gold, about gold and silver outlook and which one investors should be looking at from an investment perspective.
We have seen that silver has underperformed gold from last 1 or 2 years. And what we look at is the gold-silver ratio, which is 90 to 1. That means you have to buy 90 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. So it is definitely underpriced. And the general gold-silver ratio is in the range of 60 to 80, historically, if you see. So yes, it is underpriced. And if we look at the returns in 2024, I'm expecting higher returns in silver as prices have underperformed. Fundamentals are very good. We are looking for a deficit again this year. So I'm expecting at least 15% returns in silver in 2024. My target is $30 internationally and domestically around 90,000 rupees.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.